Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we are here. We're here for just another amazing collab. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna go ahead and start saying stuff. Is it gonna make sense? Probably not. Just know I'm hype about this topic. That's all I'm gonna say. If you see the title of this video, but in any case, I'm Demetrius,
and I'm Demetrius,
and Meech and Meech presents
the Blurred City Podcast.
All right, so today we actually have a very special episode. If you couldn't guess by the title of this video, we have our very own anime shonen protagonist draft. This is going to be really exciting, and you know we can't do this draft just by ourselves because whoever goes first automatically wins. So in that case, we had to bring on a special guest. The special guest who's a returning member, a returning blurtizen, none other than Moran Jojo.
What's up, y'all? It's good to be back. I think this is the fourth appearance for me.
It's on there.
Yeah, it's up there. It's up there. Yeah, so it's cool to be back. It's going to be a fun episode. Can't wait.
So before we get into the draft, let's hit us with that legal spiegel.
All right. So the purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right. So as mentioned, we are doing a anime draft of just like essentially protagonists. A lot of them are going to be from shonens. Keyword in this, as I read off the rules, is protagonists. They can be good or evil. They just have to be the protagonist of the show. So the goal, put together the best collection of anime protagonists for just like fighting, essentially, since most of them will be shonen. So 6 total rounds. Each person will select 1 protagonist per round, with 5 on your main roster and 1 wild card. Since it's 3 people, it's a snake draft. It's going to be kind of complicated with 3, but it's essentially if you're second, you're always going to go second. If you're first, you're going to go last in the next round. And then if you're last in 1 round, you're going to be first in the next round, essentially. And then for the wild card, as usual, it's always the order regenerated. For the rules, don't take forever to pick or you'll get Hercule. I know he's not a protagonist, but don't take forever to pitch. So you should have a minimum of at least 18 ready to go. Come up with a name for your team at the end. As I mentioned, the key word is protagonist. Good or evil doesn't count. And you have to, and this is really the only rule, have to be one of the clear main characters in a show. We'll kind of be lenient in the wild card round. So for an example, with my hero, Deku Bakugo, you can kind of debate the third Todoroki I place. No, All Might clearly isn't the protagonist of that show, or one of the main protagonists of the show. And then for Dragon Ball Z, this is kind of debatable, but Goku, Vegeta, the third one is, again, you know, debatable, but you obviously can't pick Broly because he is not the protagonist of Dragon Ball Z.
You know, good and well, in Dragon Ball Super, he is the boy, all right? But you know what? I'm going to let it slide. I'm going to let it slide this time.
All right, so if I will share my screen for everyone. All right, so we see the initial order. I'm about to randomize it. I want no complaints.
Come on! Yes! Yes, sir!
I think y'all planned this out on something.
Yes, sir!
Oh my gosh.
Yes, sir! It's time. It's over. It's over. It's over.
Oh my gosh, I hate this so much.
Oh, we love this. It's all, thank you. Thank you.
So, Meech is first, I am second, and Ron will be third.
Woo! All right. I'm ready. Is it time for me to just go ahead and pick the person? You already know who it is. I'm a waste of 0 time. Give me the GOAT. Son Goku.
come here. Come home. Yeah. Come home, big dog.
Knew that was happening. Well, I will take the only character that can realistically beat him. I am taking Saitama, One Punch Man.
Okay, so can I pick a DBZ character right now, or I have to wait? Like
the next? You can, but you have to understand you have two options to choose from.
That's true. I may have to come back. I gotta go with my guy, Naruto. You know, gotta go with him.
All right, so your character is getting backed up for your number one pick. But that's fair. So you have, that's the first round. Now you have the first pick of the second round.
Oh, okay, that's true. Okay, let me go with his competitor then for Goku, Vegeta. You know,
wise choice.
So you gotta make things even, you know.
He did beat him in the Super movie, so this is
tough.
This like kind of threw off a lot for me, because with Meech getting that first pick,
it's over. Everything's going right as planned for me.
You know what? I have to do this. I'm going with Gojo, Satoru Gojo, with my number two.
What?
Dang.
The true main character of Jujutsu Kaisen.
Hey, that's crazy. That's crazy. But you also want to know what's even crazier? You guys didn't even pick the second strongest character in Dragon Ball. Give me Son Gohan.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, I'm about to make this maybe a little bit interesting.
No. It's not. It's Michigan.
Okay.
Oh, it's back to me. Oh, it's back to me. You know, there's a lot of people who I could pick from right now. But, you know, let's go ahead and let me make this a little bit fair for y'all. Let me just go ahead and grab none other than Monkey D. Luffy.
He was very far down on my list. I want you to know that.
Oh, no. You see, he cooking right now. He cooking.
Well, technically he can't die, but that's a spoiler. So
again, I'm cooking over here.
All right. With my second pick, this is tough. I am going to go with Sung Jin-Woo. I am currently reading the Solo Leveling manga. Let me tell you something. He would smoke Luffy. I don't know about Goku and Gohan. He would smoke Luffy.
Okay.
All right, Rana, you're up.
All right. Well, since I just finished this show today, I'm going to go with Ichigo Kurosaki.
He is on my list.
He was on your list. And then my next list, this ain't the main character, but he's one of like the best characters from the show. Give me Killua from Hunter x Hunter.
Interesting. The assassin. Definitely one of the top two main protagonists. All right. For the fourth round, my second pick, I'm going to go a bit off the beaten path. This one is actually pretty complicated. There's a lot of protagonists in these shows, but there's different generations. So I am going the route of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but I'm not picking who people think. I'm picking the one that's even stronger. I'm going with Giorno Giovanni.
Hey, oh, dang.
Because his stand is broken.
Dang, I thought you wouldn't. I thought you would have went with him. All right, you know what? It's fine. It's fine because I get to cook in Rimuru Tempest.
He was on my list.
Come here. It's like you decided to get Song Jin-Woo. It's like, oh, nah, we're getting Rimuru Tempest over
here. You see, he was on my list, but in the last season, he got packed up by Hinata. But that was before he got the buff, so, we'll see.
I'm not everything here is manga later. And hold up, is this round five right now?
We are in the final round, yes.
Ooh, my final pick. Oh, goodness gracious. So many superior options. So many chances for me to pick just straight dogs, straight demons. Actually, speaking of a demon, I'm picking the best demon of them all. Anos, old eagle, come here.
That's a good one.
Come here. Come
here. He is definitely on my list. He is definitely OP.
Yep.
All right. Who would I pick next? Okay, so this is a bit off the beaten path, but again, I'm picking another character that is broken and that can change reality itself. I'm going with Psyche K.
Okay, I was about to say that.
Okay. He's super powerful.
Well, I think it's my turn. So you want to know who else is super powerful? And y'all sleeping on this man right here? Give me Shigeko Tameyama from Mob Psycho 100. Like, with those psychic powers, y'all ain't gonna cook with this man right here. Y'all ain't gonna cook with him.
Oh, yeah, that's my list.
Ah, dang, that's good.
All right, we are in the wild card round, so now the order is going to regenerate. Oh, Lord. Please don't give this man the first pick again. Yes. All right.
You know what? That was fine. Y'all needed the advantage.
Ron, you're first. Somehow I'm second again. And then I am a bridesmaid, never a bride. So that's just my life.
That's crazy.
Okay, so I know I got to make this quick. So there's like two options I can think of, but I'm going to kind of make this quick as possible. But I'm going to go with Izuku Midoriya from My Hero Academia.
That is interesting. I will talk about after why he wasn't on my list later.
Yeah, so, any reasons why he wasn't on my list.
So again, we are talking about protagonist, not necessarily good or evil. There is a few people on a certain show I won't spoil that I was thinking about, but we kind of bashed that show last week. One that I'm looking at hard, I got to go with our boy, the Bone Daddy, Aang's Al Ghul.
Dang. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. And you know what? I'm going to go off the beaten path as well. I'm going with the character who's not meant for fighting, but he's going to be the ultimate support. And this support goes to none other than Light Yagami.
Oh, interesting. That is interesting.
But this is about fighting, though. Like, he's only known for, like, just...
He just takes people out in a fight.
Like, people are getting taken out, though. Every single one of y'all's character got last names. All y'all's got last names.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, I don't know if Aang's technically... Aang can't be killed by him. He can't be killed by him, so... He's an undead.
You forgot. He's a human. He had a normal life beforehand. After him.
I know for me, there was a few I left out. Like, I could have picked my boy, Yuji, but I don't think Yuji up there yet, you know? And, you know, I am wearing this, so, yeah, I could have picked him. I could have picked Asta, but I ain't that far in Black Clover yet. But I know he gets extremely powerful later on. I thought about Tanjiro. I thought about Yusuke. It was between Yusuke or Midoriya, but I figured Midoriya was just a lot powerful. I mean, if we're talking about Yusuke demon form, I probably would have give that to Yusuke a fly advantage.
That's fair. Any other people you had on your list or couldn't pick, Meech?
Oh yeah, I actually had a whole bunch of lists. So, in terms of, like, people who, like, I thought about, but couldn't really, was like, nah, not with the way things are going. I had Alucard, mm-hmm. Hellsing Ultimate, you know, especially when he's level zero. That was it. It was be wraps for y'all. Also, we got Guts.
Because
even though.
Thought about it.
Yeah, even though, you know, what the thing that happened.
Yeah.
When he was in that black demon armor, he is still a pure demon. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie. I have not seen Berserk. I know I've heard it's like really messed up. I'm not sure if I'm ready to see that one or
not.
I bet I'm not. I don't know what's worse, the 90s version or like the one that came out, what?
We don't talk about that new version.
Okay.
Wait, there was one other than the 90s? There's one other than that. That's crazy. Huh. But also, there's another person who I left off the list. A young Eren Yeager, the Rumbling himself.
I thought about
he don't
that.
Count. He don't count.
He would count.
He does count. He's the protagonist.
And then what happened at the last season?
He was still the protagonist.
It's the protagonist.
I don't count him.
Why do you think I pick Light Yagami? He's the protagonist, but he's all the way to villain.
See, here's the thing about Eren is that, like, I think the Titans could be easily taken out by all of our people. See, because like if you put the Titans like in, you have, this is the tough part with it, is that like you have to account for each power scaling system in each world. The Titans in the Attack on Titan world are like, it's basically normal humans having to figure out how to kill these giant Titans. But for us, it's like, yo, Naruto just has to go like Ten Tails mode and he could smoke half the wall to half the wall Titans. And then, I mean, like Goku, Gohan, that's Spirit Bomb.
Link, and it's over.
And then like his founding Titan form is slow, and like literally Armin just had to turn into the... I'm starting to spoil. Armin had to do what he had to do in order to stop that. And then...
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, I can't put Eren as like a fighter. But the Light Yagami, I thought about it, but I was like, he could, if someone, you know, could counter him, get taken out.
But then that's why you have my main five as kind of the forefront. It's like, you think each one of these five are problems.
They're all busts. So we can go through with each of our lists, just talking about why we picked each person. Meech, if you want to go.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Of course. Goku, no explanation needed. Again, he's the godfather. He is him. He's the inspiration between everybody's on this list. He's also hands down one of the most powerful. And then, of course, his son, who has higher potential than him, and also proved that in the manga, he is on par, if not slightly stronger than him, especially in his beast form. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's why I said like Vegeta's actually probably arguably third right now in terms of power. So yeah, of course, getting the top two. And then Luffy, I mean, he's the boy, you know, the drums of liberation are always out here. Giving your boy Toon Force is absolutely absurd. And I don't know how many people are able to counter that. Rimuru Tempest, come on. The true king, the true demon, you know what I'm saying? Demon Lord. And then Anos Voldigold is in the exact same boat. Both just overpowered for absolutely no reason. And just both of them like to, again, you know, blinking you dead. And they do it casually.
That was a good one, the Misfit of Demon Academy.
Yep. And then, of course, Light Yagami, again, he's the best support for the team. You know, every single one of y'all's characters got first and last names. You just have to write it down and y'all are packed up. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So, yeah.
Again, Aiz al Ghul is an undead in his realm.
Keyword, in his realm.
That's the realm. That's who I have to fight with.
Yeah, you. That is perhaps your only counter, and even then, Aiz al Ghul gets countered by everybody else on my list. So, pat. But yeah, that's basically me. And are we doing team names now, or
we can do it now? Yeah.
All right. So, for my team name, we are going with none other than Dane. I just lost it, and I just lost it.
I can go first if you need to remember.
Go ahead.
Okay, so it was kind of a little tough. So the name of my team, I don't want, it's probably gonna sound like copyright because I had a little bit of a hard time. So this is based on the video game, the anime video game we've all played before. So I picked for my team name Jump Squad. So I know it's based on Jump Force, but Jump Squad because all my guys can jump anyone, you know? And then my guys, you know?
Chris, so, you take no Jujutsu Kaisen person for you.
Yeah, that's my team, Jump Squad, you know? With Naruto, Vegeta, Ichigo, Shigeo, Midoriya. Yeah, yeah. They'll jump you guys. They jump.
Yeah, for my list, I can just kind of go through it. Two people that I left off me that I was kind of talking about, Meliodas and then Escanor. The problem with Escanor is he has the sun buff, which is like, if we fight at night, that doesn't help. And then Meliodas went out kind of sad in a few fights, so
yeah,
I could have put him on. But One Punch Man, debates between him and Goku are going to rage for the rest of the century. I have no intention of taking part of that today. Satoru Gojo, you want to talk about someone who the writer made too powerful in his own show. Literally every plot against him, every plot that the villains in that show have, they're like, okay, how do we take out Gojo first? And then we can go, in the manga, he literally, I'm not going to spoil, but has to go up against the toughest people to combat that. So I'm going to leave it alone for people that are anime only. Sung Jin-Woo, he is literally a king amongst kings in his own world. If you read, he's even more powerful than the manga. And then he has servants that are like more powerful than anybody else in that world as well. Giovanna just watches the final episode and the stand power that he uses on the main villain. That's literally classified as like one of the top powers in all of anime. Psyche K, he can literally reset the earth, reset the world in his own anime. He kind of creates things. He kind of wipes people's memories and everything, and like makes things that we see in anime normal, like different colored hairstyles and everything. So he's super powerful and he can reset time. Then Ainz of Golden, I mean, what are we talking about here? This dude, he's like Sung Jin-Woo, but like different, like an undead version of it. So I kind of have two people that can just like summon and spam armies. Nice. And so the team name is Nothing But Hands and Magic.
Nothing But Hands.
Hands and Magic.
And then for my team name, I just finally remembered it. It is Bring On the Beef.
Bring On the Beef.
I like
that. Bring On the Beef, because we never scared.
You should have had shot Sasha as your wild card pick. R.I.P.s. All right, so now that we wrapped up, this was just like, if you could see the time list, there's a very brief episode. We have other matters to attend to, so we're going to get into the What's Hot segment, and then we're going to get up out of here.
All right, so now that we're at the What's Hot segment, Moran Jojo, you got anything for that?
Yeah, so I guess What's Hot, so I think, well, something that I've been watching, so I had shared before we jumped on was, I just finished Bleach today, and you know, I have a few takes, you know, what I got from it. And for those who haven't seen Bleach, I will probably skip a couple minutes maybe, but every attack I've seen from like Soul Reaper's attacking others are like brutal. And I'm like, how are they still alive? Like, that'll make sense. Like, if it was me, I'll be dead immediately. Secondly, I love like a lot of the characters, like most of Soul Reapers. Like, I think I have a lot of favorite characters, not just Ichigo, like Hitsugaya, you know, my girl Rukia, you know, Kuchiki. Who else? I'm missing a lot. I'm missing probably a few more.
Uryu.
What's that?
You got Chad, you got Uryu.
My boy.
Urahara, you got Urahara. He's cool and all. Thirdly, Sosuke Aizen, like it's him. You know, he's him. He's like the coldest villain. Like, he's up there as far as the greatest villains. Like his lines and motivations, I'm like, and that just gives me the chills sometimes. Like he's up there.
My top pick in the villain draft.
That's just my take. You know, I'm looking forward to watching Thousand Year Blood War. I'm probably gonna take a little bit of a break. I'm gonna start watching Vinland Saga. I heard some good things about it. We'll see. Been watching Mashable season 2. In the dub version, the last episode comes out Saturday, but I'll be at the expo all weekend, so I'll probably have to wait till after that. And then just been showing my roommate Jujutsu Kaisen, and the more I watch the anime again, the more love I have for it, because it's like currently my favorite anime. It's really good. Like, if y'all have not seen Jujutsu Kaisen, what are y'all doing right now? What are y'all doing? Y'all need to stop what you're doing and check this out. Like, and when you get to season 2, just be ready to potentially go into therapy. I'll just put it at that. But yeah.
H?
All right. So for my picks, firstly, Jujutsu Kaisen should come with a free therapy session. Just saying. But especially in the
One last thing, go Jujutsu Kaisen. Mappa, if y'all are hearing this, please drop season 3 ASAP, because we need to know what happens, and I'm reading the manga. I'm just saying. So yeah, continue.
Now let them people see their families. That's all I'm gonna say. Let them see their families. All right. So for my end, as long as we're staying on the anime train, this is something that I actually missed last week, which I'm actually kind of ashamed of. Go-Go Loser Ranger. Go-Go Loser Ranger is still phenomenal as a series.
Yep.
In case you don't know what it is, it's the boys but Power Rangers. So if you are a fan of the boys, then you're going to love this show. Continuing on, of course, the usual suspects is always staying goated, you know what I'm saying? Luffy in One Piece staying amazing as always. We got ourselves, you know, the special show known as Mashle. Again, Mashle, he mentioned it earlier, but Mashle still, you know, I love that show so much. I love it. But then moving on, we got ourselves a very special program that just released. It's called The Acolyte. If you haven't watched it, do it. And that's all I'm gonna say about it, because it's a legendary. And then also, at the time of this recording, The Boys season 4 will drop literally that next day. So tomorrow it'll drop, and Boys season 4, you'll be get ready. And then in the realm of gaming, speaking of The Boys, Homelander dropped in MK1. I haven't had a chance to play as him yet at the time of this recording, but let's just say when I do, I'm just picking Omni-Man. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I've seen so many Omni-Man versus Homelander memes. It's so funny.
Oh yes, like it is just, it's righteous, you know.
Omni-Man would pack him up so quickly,
just expeditiously, you know what I'm saying? Expeditiously. And then of course, we had like more views of Alien Romulus. You had a trailer for that. And then Silent Hill 2, I'm ready for. My body's ready to experience trauma once again. I'm actually in the midst of playing the PS2 version one more time. And which count would this be at? I have no idea at this point. Which ending am I going to get? I'm just letting the game ride at this time, because I've already locked them all. So, and then, of course, the final thing I want to mention is that Dragon Ball Z Sparking Zero, they just released more information about it. That if you look on the PlayStation wish list for it, you see that it is now official, because there was a problem earlier where it looked like it was going to be only multiplayer. Well, now that's been proven to be completely distrue, as you can now play offline locally with friends. So, yeah, I'm gonna need everybody to come to my house expeditiously. We're gonna run tournaments, and you're about to catch this work. And that's all I got.
Speaking of Sparking Zero, I heard they're having some kind of event coming up, I think this weekend. More details about that. I'm hoping there's a release date, because I think I'm hearing this is gonna drop in October. And the way this is going, I'm hoping it drops October. Maybe hopefully sooner. We need to like get and drop ASAP. Okay, yeah.
Honestly, I'm at this point where like I'm actually super patient. You know what I'm saying? I was like, hey, we do not rush quality around here. Well, now the only game that doesn't get that chance is Grand Theft Auto 6.
You beat me to it.
That's the only one that does not get that luxury from me, because y'all had 10 plus years.
You beat me to it. All right. Yeah, for my what's hot, Rise of the Ronin, I believe, dropped recently as a video game. Last week, after we recorded Venom 3, the trailer for that movie finally dropped after we discussed it, which is so funny. Arcane Season 2 got a release, not necessarily date, but time frame, so that'll be dropping in November. First trailer for it dropped. Mushoku Tensei in terms of anime. You already mentioned The Boys, which I'm super excited for. My Hero Academia, we are at the point where it's time. So that's all I say without spoiling. And then also, it's time to also get it back in Fire and Blood. House of the Dragon Season 2 drops the Sunday after this podcast. Ooh, you already know what team we on, so them greens gotta go, because they did my boy dirty in that episode. You finally caught up, Meech.
I did. That's what I'm saying. Like, you better be real careful which team you choose, my boy.
You already know what squad I'm on. Team right there all day.
All right, then. As long as we on the same accord.
Nice. And yeah, so that's all I had. So unless there's anything else, for the recommendations, I would say just like whatever protagonist you really like or kind of interested in, you can watch those shows. So let's get into the plugs and get up out of here.
Yep. So we have ourselves our Instagram, our X formerly known as Twitter, and our Threads account under BlurredC22. Like, comment, subscribe, stay up to date for all information on our release schedules and all our upcoming episodes. We have ourselves our Discord linked in our Instagram page where you can join a fine community of pure degeneracy. We have ourselves our YouTube and our Patreon under Blurred City Pod. If you want to donate some extra cheddar, you get access to very exclusive episodes never before seen and will never be seen again. After that, we have ourselves our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com. That's where you can submit random fan theories, your episode suggestions, your likes, all your amazing comments. You can send that directly to us. And if you have any critiques and criticism, we'll see those as well. Just know that if it's just hate, we send it straight to the spam mail and it'll never see the light of day. Unless we feel an extra petty and we decide to release it. So release it to the world so that way your mama will find out. But finally, I am the Jedi born on Mustafar on Instagram, as well as the Jedi Ronin on TikTok. However long we got TikTok left, it's only a matter of time. And yeah, that's all I got. What y'all have?
Ron?
If you want to play in 2K or more combat, you can, if you have PlayStation, I need to pull this up real quick because I don't have my gamer tag memorized. So it's Naruto. So it's NARON-TO1995. Yeah, so that's my gamer tag on PS5. You can play me on those. When Dragon Ball Sparking Zero drops, you can catch me there. I will get that game day one. Probably going to take the day off, not going to lie, when that drops.
Well, I'm taking the day off when the EA college football game drops.
You let me know how that goes. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if I'll get that.
Meech, what were you saying?
I was going to say, just know that nobody will hear hide no hair of me unless you coming over to get this work.
All right. And just for a quick housekeeping, listeners, so we are also doing bi-weekly reviews for The Acolyte. So I believe by the time you hear this episode, our reviews of episode 1 and 2 should already be released. We're going to do that for episodes 1 and 2 together, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, and then 7 and 8. And then also for The Boys, we are doing in batches as well. So first 3 episodes are going to drop tomorrow as you hear them. We're going to do a review next Wednesday for episodes 1 through 3. And then from there, we're going to go 4 through 6 and then 7 through 8. So excited for that. So lock in with us. And then for my individual author pages, we have my Instagram at Mitri_Dash. That is METRI_DASH. And then for my Twitter, that's at TheMadDash16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, A Most Irregular Tale, that is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. All right. So as usual, when we have a guest on, we let them give the people some words of encouragement. So, Ron, what do you got?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't think I got anything. Do y'all have something in mind?
Meech, you could give us to the people.
All right. So when it comes to your fandom, just know that, yes, you can enjoy exactly what you want to enjoy. You know, anime, comics, anything like that. You don't have to be ashamed of celebrating your fandom. Or be ashamed of like going to cons and doing like that because you're doing something that you love. And if you want to like have people, you know, to talk about it with, go ahead and find. You can easily find a fandom, and you can easily find supporters of that. So yeah, don't have that feeling of, yeah, I just got to do this all alone, or I got to hide this. Because it's completely acceptable and it's okay, especially in today's climate.
Nice.
So, unless you're a fur.
Yeah, exactly.
So as we always say, it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See you later.